Broadcasting Corporation proudly presents another history-making achievement in the field of entertainment. We gave you stereophonic sound broadcast.
Hooray!
We gave you color television.
Hooray!
And now, we give you the first ever specially written full-length radio musical comedy.
And you can keep it.
We present the sound of My Fair Seven Brides for Calamity Poppins and I on the Roof. Or The Incredible Singing Blancmange.
The Incredible Singing Blancmange?
Yes. The dessert song. Unforgettable singers, unforgettable songs. Tim Brooke Taylor.
There'll be a hot Tim in the old town tonight.
John Cleese.
John Cleese and Bumpsaday.
David Hatch.
Oh, matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a hat.
Joe Kendall.
There's no business like Joe business.
And Bill Oddie.
Bloody Mary is the gal I love.
And I do.
Under the musical direction of Leon Cohen.
Leon Cohen's in the fountain.
And let's have a roll on the drums.
Oh, I think I'd like that.
As the nation's heartthrob bursts into song. Yes, with the unforgettable melody of the Angus Prune Tune, we bring you, for the last time in the present series, our star-studded gala of wine... Women,
please the meter.
And song.
The money's a me. Me, oh dear.
With Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall, and Bill Oddie. And here is the voice of voices, John Otto Cleese.
Oh no, it's I'm sorry, I'll read that again.
Audience is now filing into the auditorium. And one by one, the lights begin to fade.
Has anybody got a shilling for the meat?
The safety curtain goes up in flames. And now the conductor, Leon Cohen, has taken his place in front of the orchestra and he taps the baton on his podium. He'll do anything for a laugh. But, now, I think they're ready. They're picking up their instruments. And yes, yes, it's a tea break.
Well, while the orchestra are out having a quick tea, let me tell you something about the plot.
He said Humphrey Barclay. He's the one behind it all. Oh, yes. And the rest of them, they're not much better. I've seen them talking about me in the canteen. They thought I didn't know, but I do know. They're jealous of me and Raquel Welch. That's what they are. I know what they're plotting, but they won't get me. I'm not so easily fooled. I'll get even with them. Just you wait and see. Just you wait. You'll see. I'll show them.
Well, the orchestra seems to be coming back. So I'll hand you back to David Hatch.
By Jove, they're heavy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Desert Song. Or The Sand of Music. Or June is busting out all over. It is early morning and the people are bustling to and fro. Always busy, always laughing, always busy, always happy, always busy, always smiling, always busy, 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 busy.
Good morning, Mr. Robinson.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
It really is a lovely day.
My word, it is a lovely day.
And we are off to work today.
And we are off to work today.
And all day long
we're going to be so busy, 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 busy.
Good morning, Mr. Robinson.
Good morning, Mrs. Smith.
So you're off to work just now.
Yes, we are off to work just now.
Why, both of you, well, fancy that.
Yes, both of us are off to work and all day long we're going to be so busy, busy, busy.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It really is a lovely day.
Oh, yes, it really is.
Busy, 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 busy.
Good morning, Parson Anderson.
Push off!
It is now... it is now late afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
All right, all right, all right. And where do you think we are?
Chicago, Chicago.
No, no, no. Somewhere in the Moroccan desert. This is the secret hideout of the notorious Fred Shadow and his band of rebel chartered accountants. And what a surprise. Here they come now.
We're brave and bold and daring. We're fine and free and merry. Sing ha-ha-ha and hold it down another glass of sherry. Who's chartered accountants, you can count on us. Hi!
Ah, there's nothing like a good song.
And that was nothing like a good song.
But where's our leader, Fred Shadow?
I hear he's caught in.
Caught in what?
Caught in a lady's trap.
But who is she? Shut up.
Sorry.
She's a French woman by all accounts.
Accounts?
Sing, ho, ho, and hold it there with another sweet martini. Oh, chartered accountants, chartered accountants, you can count on us. Hi!
Anyway... What is her name?
Lady Constance de Coverlet.
Good heavens, isn't she the daughter of the Duke de Coverlet?
He's not a duke, he's a count.
A count?
Yes, a count.
Oh.
Well, I must say I envy Fred Shadow. He goes to the fort every day whilst we're cut off in the desert. It's months since we've had a soft warm bed or a cucumber sandwich or a beautiful girl.
Wait, look over there. A cucumber sandwich.
Yes, I'll bet you felt better for that.
Here comes Fred Shadow, our leader.
Hold my hand, I'm a chartered accountant.
Hang on, that's some kismet.
What?
Kismet.
Oh, check it out.
Yes, indeed, twas he, the tall, handsome, strong, fearless, reckless hero of the desert.
No, it's Timbrook Taylor.
Oh, Timbrook Taylor and the grapes are ripening. All the little girls come out to see. Timbrook Taylor and the grapes are ripening. Timbrook Taylor trading grapes with me. Oh, Timbrook Taylor, so beautiful to see. Oh, Timbrook Taylor, Timbrook Taylor trading grapes with me.
Oh, Timbrook Taylor. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Welcome, Fred Shadow. How are you?
Pretty wonderful, so I'm told.
Fred Shadow, we hear you've been saying a lot of Lady Constance.
Yes, there's a lot of her to see.
I suppose you're lovesick.
Yes, I love her.
Now, that is the first of many old favorites that you have grown to know and love. Or know and love to groan at. That we shall be bringing back tonight. See if you could recognize them and make sure you make them feel at home. And if you feel like joining in the words, don't. Right, carry on.
Red Shadow, we're getting pretty lonely out here in the desert.
I know, but what does it matter as long as you can sing?
I can't sing.
Oh.
We want love and romance.
Very well. Tomorrow they are holding a fancy dress barbecue. We shall dress up as couples, invite ourselves, and carry off their women. I shall lead you in disguise.
In disguise?
Yes, in disguised trousers.
Oh, Fred Shadow, you are so cunning.
Indeed. I am as a spider. I weave my web, and in it I shall catch my flies. Ali, fetch your horse and sing and be happy.
Bring my horse!
Oh, Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Gigi, overnight there's been a breathless change in you.
Splendid! Oh, splendid! We are all ready to ride. I'll give a count of three.
A count?
Soon they arrived at the fort of the Foreign Legion. The Red Shadow gave the password, which was secret.
Secret!
And in they went. Everyone was waiting for the appearance of the commander, General Robert E. Lee.
Say, whilst we're waiting for Robert E. Lee, how about a song? Elmer, have you got your mouth organ handy?
No, but I have my 16-piece orchestra.
That's near enough.
Oh, good.
Oh, see them shuffling along. Hear that music and song. It's simply great. Mate, waiting on the lover. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
I love you, baby. I'm so sorry. Well, where is he?
Still on the levee.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up.
But here he comes now.
Hello, General.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, General.
My, what a gathering. I don't recognize them all. That's a pretty looking thing. Surely you're a stranger to these parts.
Oh, no, I do them nearly every week now.
Oh, well, sure looks like we got a powerful lot of ladies and a feeble lot of men. Ha, ha, ha. You fellas had better sharpen up. We got some special feminine guests arriving, and darn me.
What?
My sock's got a hole in it. Ha, ha, ha. Darn me if they ain't a-coming now.
Beautiful sky. Wonderful day. Whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away.
Oh, promises, promises.
Say, it's Calamity Jones.
It's Calamity Jones.
Thank you.
Hey there, tell us, Jones, why you call Calamity?
You trying to be funny? And it's John, not Jones.
But we were expecting a girl.
So was my mother.
A girl partner?
Yes, I have, partner. I bought a beautiful midden, a modern maiden, and here she is, Miss Harry Poppins.
Harry Poppins?
Sure enough, she was dressed from head to foot in mink.
My fair lady.
But look, she's covered in spots.
By George, she's got it.
Don't worry, I have a remedy for that.
Oh, no.
Just a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. It usually works.
Never mind. Sure is nice to see you all. We must get ready for the barbecue. Everyone must help. And while we're working, we can make our work seem a little lighter.
But how?
I can tell you that.
Oh, when you're feeling tired and weary, and you've got to work all day, go out, don't feel blue. I will tell you what to do. Just whistle your cares away. Oh, whistle. 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 Just whistle your cares away. Come on, everybody. Happy, happy, happy. Let's hear you whistle. Ha-ha. When you're feeling sad and sure that everything is going wrong, hold your head up high, put a twinkle in your eye, and whistle a little song. Whistle. 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 Oh, forget it.
And so the great bean feast began.
Oh, not beans again.
The moon was full.
Oh, I'm full.
It was a fancy dress do, and everyone was there. Bilotti came as John Cleese. The guests were invited to look through a hole in the carpet to see the floor show. After this came a great musical cabaret. The first of the stars was England's newest and brightest singing dope. Already climbing the twit parade, with what else but...
I've got a ferret sticking up...
Anything else!
Don't be so gullible!
Then it was time for comic relief.
You're right, you're a bit of a laugh.
And finally, as a special treat, a medley of 16 hit songs from the shows by the original cast, played by Bill Oddie, and climaxed by guest appearances of Max Bygraves, Anthony Newley, and Frankie Howe.
It's impossible.
Go on, have a go. It's the last show. Go on.
All right.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money, a tear has to fall. But it's a long time dreaming of a white Christmas. Just one of those things, just one of those crazy things. Like walking the park, things, like kissing the dark, things ain't what they used to be. They changed our free-bird-archery. Row, 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 way up the river he would row, row, row. Smiley, give me the moonlight, give me the girl, and leave ever I feel afraid. I hold my head, Tom Dooley, hang out your washing on the Siegfried line. On, shine on, harvest moon river, wider still, and you need hands to tell some.
What kind of fool am I? Never very love. It seems that I'm the anyone that I've been thinking of.
What? I? No, anyway. Ha ha! Oh, tall and tanned and lithe and lovely, the boy from Ipanema goes walking. And as he passes, each boy he passes goes, oh?
Clever.
After the entertainment, the dance began.
Hey, what's that?
The Black Bottom.
You down it.
Fred Shadow began to mingle with the crowd.
Mingle, mingle.
Until at last he spotted the fair lady Constance. She had been dancing wildly and had lost all her inhibitions.
I say, Constance. But what about your husband?
They're out of the way.
You've got two.
Yes, isn't that big of me?
Certainly is.
There's Sheik Abdul and Sheik Ahmed. They're dancing together over there.
So I see, dancing Sheik to Sheik.
Fred Shadow.
Constance.
Now, I don't suppose it has escaped anyone's notice that Timbrook Taylor is playing both these parts. If you hadn't noticed, this is your last chance. We're going to make sure he never does it again.
Lead on, Timothy.
You know who your friends are at moments like this.
Oh, let's dance together.
Impossible. Someone might see us.
Then sing to me. You.
Oh, dear.
Then sing to me.
You sing to me.
Let's sing together.
No. Yes, please, no. All right, then. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I wish I knew how.
No, dear boy, believe me, you do.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving closer.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
It's cold out now.
Ah, but it's cold.
Oh. He's my nephew, you know. I don't know.
But all this while, Harry Poppins had been watching. She had gone green with jelly. See? Straight to the general she went and cried.
Do you realize that Fred Shadow is in your midst?
Well, get him out of there.
It's hardly a joke.
I know.
Half these glamorous ladies are, in fact, chartered accountants.
How do you account for that?
Account!
Oh, we're brave and bold and daring. We're fine and free and merry. We are fine.
That proves it.
It's Fred Shadow. After him, men.
Oh, one at a time.
No, run.
With that, Fred Shadow turned on his heel.
Oh, rotten old heel.
Immediately, the chartered accountants and the legionnaires exchanged blows.
One for me, one for you.
And a fierce brawl broke out.
Look out, the brawl's broken out.
But after the brawl was over, General Robert E. Lee shouted his orders.
His orders. We must chase Fred Shadow.
He's fled into the desert.
The desert? Either he's very cunning or he's mad.
And he's taken Lady Constance.
He's mad.
He's probably taken her to the Casbah.
How far is that?
About 50 miles as the crow flies.
Very well. Saddle my fastest crow. Men, follow me. Onward.
Hooray! Wait. Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
A song.
A song? I can't think of one.
So across the sands they trekked. As they traveled, they sang to keep themselves awake.
To keep themselves awake.
on they went. No shadow, no trees. It was hard, hard. They had to keep going, which didn't make it any easier.
Now, that joke was first broadcast in July 1965. In fact, it is two today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. They had to keep going, didn't make it any easier. Happy birthday to you.
Meanwhile, Fred Shadow had arrived at the Casbah.
Pint of Cas, please.
He was tired and weary, and he hung his head. He took off his arms and put his tongue out for the night. His lady love snuggled by his side, and soon he was fast asleep.
Ooh, you are fast, even when you're asleep.
Eventually, everything went still and quiet. The whole Casbah was asleep. And out in the desert, the legionnaires were asleep. And even the birds and animals were asleep. Nothing would happen until the morning. So, this seems a good moment for me, David Hatch, to sing my song. Thank you.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love will come and tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah, there's people trying to sleep round here.
They're attacking the Casbah.
Right, men, charge Fred Shadow.
3 and 6, please.
Quick, accountants, wake up and support me.
Fred Shadow.
Thank you.
Too late, you are at my mercy, and you have ravished this fair lady.
I haven't.
No, Fred, you haven't.
For this, you must die.
Wait. I am not what I seem.
I don't believe you.
You know, that's what happens after 14 weeks of this sort of casting. They...
Kill him!
No, I am not Fred Shadow. Nor are these the wicked chartered accountants you may have taken them for.
No?
No, I am Timbrook Taylor, and these are the cast of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again.
In that case, kill them all!
Very well. Kill us. We won't be here for much longer anyway. But please grant us one last favor. Spare our poor... grey-haired old jokes. They've served us well as they did generations before us. Don't let them die. Please don't let them die. Please don't.
Was I all right on that?
Very well. If you can fit four of them into one sentence, yes. I shall spare you all.
We have to fit four jokes in one sentence.
And four jokes?
Thank you, sir.
One sentence.
David, perhaps you could think of four.
Oh dear, yes. I and my German friend Hans ran into the black night.
How did you do that, honey?
What?
And although Hans' knees were knocking...
Hans what?
Hans' knees...
And bombs, David!
I felt self-assured.
Self what?
Assured, assured.
Awful dancing!
That's only three. I want one more funny.
I'll give you this little gold box full of priceless jewels.
No, I want another funny.
I'll try. But that is a very valuable box.
Oh, dear, what a difficult choice. What shall I do? Well, now, audience, it's up to you now. Yes. We've saved these good old jokes, so when we're gone, please keep using them, and if you bump into them, let us know how they're getting on. And perhaps you'd like to write the details of our Adopt an Old Joke scheme. Please remember, they're old friends, and they need a home, an old joke's home, so... do try it. We love them very much. I can't go on it. So sad.
Oh,
and now, we really must go.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's goodbye. Goodbye from Lady Constance, Fiona Rabbit Vacuum, Masha Wilkins, Old Hatch, and Tim Brown Windsor.
And Grimbling.
Someday we'll meet again. Till then, we'll be thinking, wishing, and hoping.
And Grimbling.
So now let's finish with one final little goodbye song.
Goodbye, au revoir, cheerio.
I'm afraid that we've got to go. Someday, somewhere, we will meet again. Goodbye, au revoir, cheerio.
Well, that's all, so it
only remains.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Yes, well, thank you. And now only remains.
Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
And with that, I really must say that this now is in fact the
area. We're afraid that we've got to go.
Look, Tim, Tim, you can make some sense of this. Please, now.
Goodbye, you're a part.
Fighting for the last, we bring to an end this edition. Shut up! And this series of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. The voices you heard are those of Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, David Hatch, Joe Kendall. Shut up! And Bill Oddie. The voices you didn't hear were those of Angus Prune, I.T. Brillett, and Dermot Staveker. The script was by Bill Oddie and Graham Garden. The songs were by Bill Oddie, Eric Idle, Graham Garden, and several other more famous names. Now, shut up! Arrangements and incidental music were by Leon Cohen with the Dave Lee Group, and the whole show was produced by Humphrey Barclay. Many people have incidentally written to ask how Humphrey Barclay does it. Well, the same way as anyone else. Please. Anyway, there we are. So here's John Otto Cleese to say for the last time in the present series.
Oh,